Section 10. Avoiding crashes. Defensive driving. Just knowing the rules of the road is not enough. You need to develop special skills for special situations. One skill that is useful in all situations, however, is defensive driving. Defensive driving involves looking out for possible crashes and mistakes other drivers may make. It is important to learn how to be aware of everything that happens around you. Over half the drivers killed in two car crashes in Utah were not at fault. A lot of people think that crashes happen only to the other guy. Remember that one person in four will be in some type of crash in the next 4 years. There are ways to reduce your chances of being that person. Studies show your chances of being in a crash will be much less if you take a defensive driving course. Even a defensive driver needs to have some special skills. These skills include freeway driving, night driving, and emergency measures. A national study revealed that driver error is a factor in 75% of all car crashes. The time of day when most crashes happen is between 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. Even though Utah has many roads and highways, the highest rate of reported car crashes occur in shopping and business areas. In America, motor vehicle crashes are the leading cause of death for ages 1 to 24 years of age. Emergencies and avoiding crashes. Emergencies happen. You will be less likely to panic and will know what to do if you think about emergencies and plan for them before they happen. When you are driving, it is very important to pay attention to the road and other cars and objects around you. You never know when something unexpected is going to happen. Note: motorists have been seriously injured or even killed when attending to vehicle malfunctions such as a flat tire, out of gas, and other equipment problems on and off the roadways. The majority of these incidents are preventable in an effort to minimize death or injury following these simple rules. Ensure that your vehicle is properly maintained, including the internal engine components. Maintain adequate tire pressure and tread. Be sure your vehicle has a sufficient amount of fuel. If you do experience a vehicle malfunction, pull off the road as far as possible or exit the freeway completely if possible. A shredded tire or bent rim is better than putting your life in danger. If you are off to the side of the road and need help, stay in your vehicle as much as possible and keep walking on the road to a minimum. This opens the door of opportunity for injury or even death. Use your mobile device to call the local dispatcher if you need assistance. If you do not have access to a mobile device, leave the hood of your car up and your hazard lights on. This will advise the traveling public that you need assistance. Inform family members or other persons when to expect you at your destination. Have an emergency kit in the trunk of your vehicle with blankets, extra food and water to sustain you and your family. Tire safety. Prior to entering the vehicle, check tire pressure using the recommended PSI, pounds per square inch, located in the vehicle owner's manual or the driver's side door jamb of the vehicle. Use a tire pressure gauge to check your PSI. If your PSI is above the number listed on your door jamb, let air out until it matches. If below, add air, or have a tire professional help you, until it reaches the proper number. You may also measure tread depth using the penny test. Once every month, or before you embark upon a long road trip, check your tires for wear and damage problems. One easy way to check for wear is by using the penny test. Take a penny and hold Abraham Lincoln's body between your thumb and forefinger. Select a point in your tire where the tread appears to be lowest and place Lincoln's head into one of the grooves. If any part of Lincoln's head is covered by the tread, you're driving with the safe amount of tread. If your tread gets below that, your car's ability to grip the road in adverse conditions is greatly reduced. Tire blowout. Do not slam on the brakes. Let your car roll so that you can steer more easily. Hold the wheel tightly and slowly apply your brakes. When you have slowed down enough, pull all the way off the road. Pick a level spot if possible and turn on your emergency flashers and change the tire. Braking. During an emergency, the first action for most drivers is to stop. Many new vehicles have ABS, anti-lock braking systems. ABS helps you stop without skidding. It helps keep steering control. Be sure to read the vehicle owner's manual on how to use the ABS. To use ABS, press the brake pedal as hard as you can and keep applying pressure. ABS only works if you stay on the brake pedal. The pedal may vibrate and you may hear a clicking noise, This is normal and you can still steer with ABS on. If your vehicle does not have ABS, refer to your vehicle's owner's manual for how to use the brakes. Steering. You may be able to avoid a collision by steering around a hazard. This is sometimes called swerving. To quickly steer around a hazard, make sure you have a good grip with both hands on the steering wheel and steer in the direction you want to go, but try to avoid other traffic. Once you have missed the hazard, straighten your vehicle and slow down. Speeding up. You may need to speed up to avoid a collision with a vehicle that is about to hit you from behind or the side. Skids. Skids happen when you are traveling too fast or when you brake too hard. Skids happen whenever your tires cannot grip the road. While the tires are skidding, you will not be able to steer. If your vehicle begins to skid, release pressure from the brake or accelerator to regain steering, and look where you want to go. Uneven surfaces, drop-offs. Drop-offs can cause crashes unless you handle them right. Don't panic if your wheels drop off the paved road surface. Slow down gradually and then turn back onto the roadway. Vehicle problems. There is always a chance of having something go wrong with your vehicle. You can avoid most breakdowns by following the maintenance schedule in your owner's manual. Brake failure. A brake warning light tells you that your brakes are not working. Do not drive if you see this warning light. If your brakes stop working while driving, use the parking brake. Apply the parking brake slowly to avoid locking the rear wheels. Be ready to release the brake if you start to skid. If the parking brake fails, turn off the engine and look for a safe place to stop. Make sure the vehicle is well off the roadway. Do not drive without brakes. Tire blowout. If a front tire blows out, your vehicle will pull hard toward the blown tire. If a rear tire blows out, the vehicle will wobble, shake and pull toward the blown tire. If a tire goes flat, grip the steering wheel firmly and steer straight, slow gradually and take your foot off the gas pedal. Do not brake. Allow the vehicle to slow by itself. Brake gently only if you have to and do not stop on the road. Pull off the road in a safe place and turn on the emergency flashers. Power failure. If the engine shuts off while you are driving, keep a strong grip on the steering wheel. The steering wheel may be hard to turn, but you can turn it. Look for a safe place to pull off, brake gently and use steady pressure on the pedal. Slow down and pull off the road. Try to start the engine. If it won't start, raise the hood and turn on the emergency flashers and call for help. Stuck gas pedal. If your vehicle is speeding out of control, shift to neutral and look for a safe place to pull off and steer smoothly, brake gently, and pull off the road. Breakdowns. If your vehicle breaks down, make sure that other drivers can see it. Crashes often happen because drivers do not see a disabled vehicle until it's too late to stop. If you have a breakdown, get your vehicle off the roadway and away from traffic. Turn on your emergency flashers and get everyone out and away from the car. Warn other roadway users. Put emergency flares or emergency triangles 200 to 300 feet behind your vehicle and give other drivers time to change lanes or slow down, and call the police about the breakdown.